Return to Rosalie Station. Written by Mandy Magro and read by Louise Crawford.
My dearest Matt, I'm so sorry to do this in a letter, but I've tried every other possible way to tell you how I'm feeling, and we always end up in an argument. I honestly can't handle fighting with you anymore, so this is my last resort to try and get through to you. Please, babe, I need you to understand that I'm broken too, just as I understand you've been through hell and back. I'm doing my very best to help you through this, while at the same time trying to keep my own head above water. But truthfully, with the way things are between us, I feel like I'm drowning. I don't know how much longer I can stand by and watch you slowly killing yourself. I can't live like this any longer. I won't live like this any longer. Something needs to change. I wish you would go and talk to my psychologist about it all. And the fact you refuse to makes this even harder for me to comprehend and to be there for you when you won't even try and help yourself. It's like you don't want to get better. We're both in a world of pain, but we have to find a way to keep on living and hopefully together. Please, I'm begging you to listen this time. You need to figure out what it is that will help you heal your heartache once and for all before it spells the end for us. Sometimes you are so withdrawn from me, I can't help but wonder if I am still someone special to you. Sometimes you act as though I am intruding in your world, when all I really want is to have you by my side. Sometimes I feel as though I have asked you too many questions, as though I have somehow loved you too much, maybe desired too much from you, when all I want, all I long for, all I pray for every single day is to understand you better, so I can love you better, so we can be back to what we used to be. I love you so much, Matt. And I can't imagine my life without you by my side. Please, baby, please think about what you are doing to yourself and our marriage. Get some help before it's too late. All my love, Sarah, XOXO.